Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much, every Monday morning. From Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, February 15th, 1860. Scott Cordell Bone was born in Shelby County, Indiana. In 1921, he became the 10th American governor of Alaska. February 16, 1851. Lieutenant J.J. Bernard of the British Navy was killed at Nulato while on a search for the lost Arctic explorer, Sir John Franklin. February 17, 1914. 7 members of the Alaska Territorial Senate were hanged in effigy at Cordova as a protest against their votes on a railroad measure. February 18, 1884. Peter French was appointed United States Collector of Customs for Alaska with headquarters at Sitka. February 19, 1902. The name of the Fort Wrangell Post Office was changed to Wrangell with two L's. February 20, 1899. The White Pass and Yukon routes first passenger train reached White Pass in Canada. February 21, 1924. The first official airmail flight in Alaska was made by Carl Ben Eielson, who flew from Fairbanks to McGrath. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society.
Now for your poem. Today's poem is found in the book, A Good Crew, an Alaskan men's anthology edited by Roland Wilbert and Larry Larrabee, published by Firewood Press in Fairbanks, 1986. On the Death of My Father, by Dan O'Neill. I have 3 photographs of you. One is mostly sky. You are on a granite outcrop. A hand on the knee, a hand on the hip. In the attitude of climbing, I can see your eyes, but not if you are smiling. I cannot see how you feel at all. You are a few steps away from the top. Against vast white sky, there is snow on the distant hills. You have stopped to look back at me. In a minute, you will be over. There are no words on the other side. More white.